Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, we continue our four-part sermon series on Ephesians 6 called The Armor of God. Last week, we talked about the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness. Today, we focus on the next two pieces of armor, the sandals of peace and the shield of faith. St. Paul writes in Ephesians 6:15, as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. Roman sandals, they were known as caligae. They were strong sandals made of hard leather with hobnails on the sole so that it would give them extra traction on hard terrain. The sandals were made for two purposes. One, for long marches, which the Romans were known for. And secondly, for fighting on difficult terrain, being able to stay on your feet, to be able to stand your ground. The ability to remain on your feet is essential in warfare. If you slip or lose your balance, you are on the ground. And if you are on the ground, you are dead. Maintaining your footing was of incredible importance. It was a matter of life and death. Now, the sandals which we stand on as we are attacked by the devil are the gospel which gives peace. Christians stand first and foremost on the gospel, the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ. This is the place where we do not move from. The gospel is all important in Christianity, the good news of salvation. Paul writes in Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation to everyone who believes. Romans 1:16. So the gospel is crucial. It brings salvation to the Christian, and it also brings peace. Peace is the solid footing on which we stand as Christians. Peace, eirene, means an absence of conflict. There are three important kinds of peace that the Christian experiences. These three types of peace are all connected. They build on each other. Three types of peace. Number one, peace with God. The first type of peace is the most important. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, the human race, in the dumbest move in the history of dumb moves, declared war on God, a war we could not possibly win, a war that could only lead to our destruction. But thanks be to God and his mercy, he did not want to destroy us. Instead, God wanted to make peace with us. So God sent his one and only Son, the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, into this world to bring us peace with God. Jesus purchased this peace with his own blood, shed for each one of us on the cross. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God is no longer our enemy. He is our Father, our Savior, and our very best friend, and that makes all the difference. That peace with God radiates from our heart and begins to bring peace to other areas of our life. The second kind of peace that Christians experience is peace within. Peace in our hearts, peace in our minds. Because of sin, our natural state of mind is fear, worry, and anxiety. We've all had those thoughts which keep us up late at night, and those feelings can dominate our heart and our mind. But when we have peace with God, it brings peace to our troubled hearts. Jesus promises to us in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Notice the peace that Jesus gives is peace of mind. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid. The peace of Christ is such that there is no conflict inside our hearts and in our minds. Our hearts and minds are no longer troubled, anxious, or afraid. Those feelings have been replaced with the peace of God, which passes all understanding, as Philippians 4:6-7 tells us. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, By prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So, three kinds of peace. First of all, we have peace with God. Peace with God leads to peace within, the peace of mind. And when we have both of those things, then we're ready and able to do number three, which is make peace with others. By the power of the gospel, we know we are forgiven by God. And since God forgave us, we want to forgive other people. Since God has made peace with us, we want to make peace with others. Now, we can't always control how other people react. Not everyone wants to make peace. That's why Paul writes with this caveat in mind in Romans 12:18. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. By the power of the gospel, we want to bring peace to all our relationships, just as the Lord commands us to in Matthew 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. We want to be peacemakers. We want to bring peace, forgiveness of sins to our marriage, to our family, to our church, to our community, and eventually to the world. That is the power of the gospel of peace. So the shoes of the gospel of peace. We stand on the gospel, and that gives us peace. Now we're ready for the next piece of equipment, the shield of faith. Paul writes in Ephesians 6, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. In the days when the book of Ephesians was written, the Roman army, would face enemies who would put cloth around their arrows, and that cloth would be dipped in pitch, and they would be lit on fire, and that would be a fearsome weapon. Fiery arrows. And if the soldier was unprotected, he could not only be shot, he could be set on fire at the same time. Now the devil, the Bible says the devil fires fiery arrows at us. Arrows of fear, arrows of doubt, arrows of discouragement, arrows of temptation. He hits us with a whole barrage of arrows at once. How can we stand up against this spiritual attack? Well, we can stand up to it with a shield. Roman soldiers used a shield called the therion. The word therion comes from Greek for door, because that's how big the shields were. They were as big as a door, sometimes about 5 feet high. Roman soldiers would have shields usually made of wood, but covered with hides and soaked in water, so when the flaming arrows hit them, their flames would be quenched. Now, they would use these large shields in a formation they called the tortoise. The tortoise was when they put all their shields together, side by side and even above them, which would offer complete protection, not only for themselves, but also covering each other. What a beautiful picture of the church. The best way to defend ourselves from the evil one is working together as one unit. Now, a therion, a large Roman shield, would not be enough for protection against the devil. Against his fiery arrows, we need a different kind of shield. God gives us the shield of faith for protection against the flaming arrows of the evil one. Which raises the question, what is faith? Well, faith is trust. Whatever you trust in the most is what you have faith in. If you trust money more than anything, your faith is in money. If you trust yourself more than anything, your faith is in yourself. God wants us to put our faith in Him. In fact, He promises to be our shield, right? A mighty fortress is our God. Genesis 15:1, the Lord promised Abraham, Do not be afraid, Amor. I am your shield, your very great reward. And the Bible says Abraham believed the Lord, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Abraham was saved by faith, the same way you and I are saved by faith. Abraham, in fact, became known as the man of faith, but his trust wasn't in himself. His trust wasn't in money or power or political alliances. Abraham's faith was in the Lord. Abraham believed the Lord, and it was credited to him as righteousness. That's called walking by faith, not by sight. That's what it means to take up the shield of faith, to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, to have faith in God, the true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. First of all, we need faith in the Father's love. We get anxious and worried about many things, but Jesus reminds us that our Father in heaven cares for the smallest sparrow. Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? The pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. If God feeds the sparrows and clothes the lily of the field, will he not much more take care of us? We are far more valuable than sparrows or lilies. If our Father takes care of the birds of the air, we can have faith that he will provide for our needs. We need faith in the Father's love and faith, number two, in the Son's salvation. John 20 says, these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. We have faith in the Father's love and in the salvation that comes from the Son. Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Prince of Peace, has overcome our greatest enemies. He has overcome the devil, the world, and sin. He has even overcome death itself. Through death, through his death on the cross, and through his resurrection, he has purchased and won for us everlasting life. We are saved by grace through faith in the Son of God. We need to have faith in the Father's love, his protection and care. Faith in the salvation that comes from the Son, the eternal life that he offers. And finally, faith in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy 1:7, God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and of love and of self-control. You see, it's not by our own power, but by the power of the Spirit living in us, we can say no to sin and do the good works that God has prepared in advance for us to do. Only by the Holy Spirit can we be sanctified in the true faith. You see, our faith is not in ourselves, but in the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's by his power we put on this armor. It's by his power we put on the sandals of the gospel of peace and become peacemakers in this world. It is by his power we take up the shield of faith so that we can stand up under attack and extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. It is by his power that we can put on the full armor of God. Amen. Now, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.